The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, celebrate high achievers. Between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio is interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. Greg Barone is the chairman and CEO of Attain, which is a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award in the $25 to $75 million in sales category. He joins me now with more on the nomination. Greg, great to have you on.
It's great to hear your voice.
All right, Greg, I call you a serial CEO in this industry, but Attain seems to be a much more specifically focused company than you had run earlier, which was Unisys, and before that you had a high-level position at one of the big consulting companies, KPMG. So why the narrowing of focus now on a particular technology area?
Well, for us, Attain is a unique firm in the sense that what we wanted to do was take a blend of management consulting, strategy, and technology, and put them together to focus them on solving the challenges and problems in the public sector space. And by that, I mean the clients that really are government, education, healthcare, and not-for-profit organizations.
And so business analytics, big data, seems to be a problem that's right in tune, or an expertise area, I would say, that's right in tune with what agencies are worrying about.
Absolutely. In fact, that takes me to one of the programs that we're most proud of that we won earlier in 2014, which was our win with the National Cancer Institute's Center for Biomedical and Informatics and IT, which is known as CBIT. With the collaboration we have going on with CBIT, Attain is an active participant in the fight for cancer and using the capabilities of big data and analytics and applying them to the field of bioinformatics and scientific management. Attain is actually having an impact in designing solutions that will build a nationwide framework to enable research to combat cancer. And as you know, that's a disease that's still been an unsolved mystery for many years.
So the healthcare area then sounds like a big one for all sorts of database work.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big fast-moving streams that our nation faces right now in terms of challenges is federal and health IT.
And, of course, the database technology field itself is changing with these not only SQL types of databases coming on stronger and the need to integrate multiple unlike data sources for some application or maybe just to have them for whatever application. Mm-hmm. That seems to be something that's different from what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
You're absolutely right. The market, or I should say the field, is continuing to evolve over time. I think probably the difference from 10 years, 15 years ago is the fact that it's so interdisciplinary now. It's not only taking the horizontal competency, if you will, of big data or analytics, it's also combining it and applying it to fields that really have issues. I mean, I just finished talking about the issue around cancer. There's also the field of genomics. But even take it outside of health IT, you can apply it, for example, in fraud, waste, and abuse. But it's taking those tools, technologies, templates, and capabilities and applying them now to specific domains of expertise.
We're speaking with Greg Barone. He's the chairman and CEO of Attain and a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Awards. And when you, having come from a couple of large companies, and now you're in a relatively small company, what does it take to attract people, especially at the managerial level, from the big, comfortable, safe companies like Unisys or KPMG or any of them, to get them to come to a smaller company that it's still trying to get established, maybe not so much now, but a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what separates us from everybody else is that we have a non-traditional way of looking at both the market and the way we serve our people. And I think we start with a unique corporate culture that we use to foster a culture of what we call deliberate and disciplined execution. It's a culture that, and I'll tell you, one of the things that we've studied over time, has been what keeps people coming back. And it's not just the monetary rewards that they get. It's also having that culture that impacts people in meaningful ways. And so if you think about, you know, what we're all about doing, whether we're, you know, no matter what company we're doing or where we're working, you spend the bulk of your lives there. And what you're looking for is a way to impact them in a meaningful way, the people that you're serving, the markets that we're trying to help move from the challenges they're facing. And I'll tell you, again, I just go back to culture. First and foremost, it's life outside of work. We're all trying to have a meaningful impact in ways that we are writing history. And that's probably the area of biggest concern for those of us that work at Attain. At the heart of what we are, we like to say we have a culture of intention, the Attain way. And I think that's what separates us from the traditional companies that serve our market. And I'll leave it at that for now.
All right. This is a market, the federal market, where as companies get larger and larger, there's a point at which they get to become acquisition targets for some of the big existing companies. How do you know when you've reached that point, or if you have reached that point? Or if that's your goal, what's the right point to, you know, pull the trigger?
Oh, it's a great question there. And, you know, we like to say that you're not your traditional organization. In fact, we have three tenets in which we founded the firm, the first of which is built to last. And in that built to last, you know, we like to say several things about us. And I just referred to what we call the culture of intention around our core ideology. I always say, first and foremost, it's about enduring and prospering around any single person, product, or market trend. Another trait of built to last is that we're driven by this relentless pursuit of progress, which promotes change, improvement, and innovation and renewal. And you see each one of these, we also say that we're a place for ideas and the people that have them, experimenting and learning how to make the world a better place. You know, each of these sub-elements of built to last, you find a company that, which we say as a group of partners, we are not for sale. We will not be absorbed. We're more interested in something bold than saying, hey, 25, 50, 75 years from now, you're going to hear that Attain is still around and that we're impacting both the profession and the markets that we serve.
And a more practical question down to earth before we let you go, and that is, what's a good channel strategy for a company your size? Do you go prime? Do you go sub a lot? Or do you? And what about vehicles? Because there are so many, and you can't be on all of them.
From our standpoint, the way that you provide long-term sustainable value in the markets you serve is you got to become a prime contractor. So while in the early years we tended to focus on becoming or leveraging our relationships with teaming partners as a subcontractor, that was a great way to kind of get past performance. But today, and as you know, the market has moved much more toward utilizing vehicles. We started with smaller vehicles, and now as we've gained some scale, we've moved into procuring the larger government contract vehicles. So that's our strategy, just continue to mature in both getting government contract vehicles and also in terms of building more competencies and certifications.
Greg Maroney is chairman and CEO of Attain and a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award. Great speaking with you. Thanks for joining me.
Beth.